I have another story today. This one is from an old RD edition. It's titled My Patient, My Teacher. Mr. B was lying on the cot. It was 5 a.m. and he was sleeping quietly. Given the hour, I felt a twinge of guilt at waking him. His face was gaunt and his hair stark white. I looked at the triag report sheet. He was an 86-year-old coming in with fatigue. I took a deep breath. I was nearing the end of my second straight week of 14-hour night shifts. I was nauseated and cold from fatigue, and the fascinating nature of my work was far from my thoughts. I had Mr. B categorized in a second. He is going to be demented. He won't be able to give me any history. Mr. B, sorry to wake you. He awoke, looked at me and said, Thanks for coming, nurse. Could you get me some water? Deep breath in and out. Okay, good. Don't overreact. This happened countless times. Actually, I am the doctor. I replied. Here is some water. After a few sips, I started asking him questions about his symptoms, his medical history, and so on. Well, perhaps firing the questions would be a more appropriate term. Mr. B's arms started slowly moving towards me. He grasped my resting hand. Then this man, who moved so slowly, started rapidly rubbing my hand between both of his hands. I stared. To warm you up, doctor, my wife also gets cold when she is tired. This helps her. You should be taking care of yourself, not old men like me. When he finished rubbing one hand, he moved to the other. It felt incredibly good, and I continued to watch in amazement. He was the sick one, not me, and yet this man, with whom I had been impatient, was concerned about my well-being. My haste dissipated. At that moment, it was the patient, not the doctor, who had the healing touch.